Good afternoon, green friends. This morning I talked to you about growing. If you work at your daily dozens, you will indeed grow. However, if you want to be popular, if you want to be the favored plant, you will have to go one step further. You will have to make yourself beautiful. So, houseplants, be objective and look at yourselves critically. Let's see what we can do to glamorize you. Foliage is your attire, and the way you wear your verdant apparel will impart or negate comeliness. Shed all your dry, wilted, and stunted leaves. Whether your leaves are sawtoothed, pointed, scalloped, oval, or round, see that they are all perfectly formed. Whatever hue of green or other color nature has attributed to you, wear it extravagantly. Present yourselves in luxurious foliate robes of verdant profusion. Take a creeping plant like baby tears, for instance. If you just sullenly poke along inch by inch, you'll simply be another creeper. Instead of pokey footing, try somersaulting. That would be fun to do, and it would make you excited and happy. A lively looking plant is a beautiful plant. Try it. Feel the difference? See how dewy, fresh, and springy your miniature leaves appear? If you tall plants let yourselves get into the habit of leaning, you will appear tired and old. Remember, think tall, think straight. If you happen to be a Schefflera, keep the toes of your leaves pointed out and spread your 8-leaf whorls open into leafy fans like a peacock spreads his feathers. Climbing vines, if you clamber up your mountain too fast, you'll reach the top in near nakedness. Take time to dress yourselves in adequate, shimmering green foliage. If you expect to become king of the mountaintop, remember, a king is elegantly dressed. Trailing vines, race your way down to the floor, and you may become an unsightly singular vine dangling in skimpy foliage. Linger occasionally. Put on more foliage. And give the shorter vines time to catch up. Several vines trailing together look much more luxuriant than only one. Ferns, lift your feathery stems lightly and airily above and gracefully droop them around you. You too, spider plant, arc your slender leaves about you gracefully as a ballerina's arms. Hold up your baby spiders and show them off proudly. African violets, fully display your blossomed buds in all their colorful beauty. Display them like exquisite, colorful gems. Keep these good growing habits and use each new leaflet, each new sprout, each little bud to its fullest potential. Do this, and you will surely be someone's favorite plant. As your indoor flora mentor, I've suggested exercises for you, gave you tips about good growing habits, and pointed out some aids to beautify yourselves. We are near the eve of the day. How do you feel? Have you been working along with me? Do you really feel satisfied with yourselves? Good. I'll play some music with a sprightly tempo. Let's make one last real good effort for the day. Sure you can do it one more time. Okay? Get ready. Stand tall. Stand straight. Reach for the ceiling. Good, good. Now reach for the walls. Down to the floor. That's great. Push up and up. Bounce, bounce, and stretch. Wonderful. Do you feel some tingling in your stems? Do you feel tired but vibrant? That's fine. I'll play some soft music to gentle you into relaxation. Isn't that nice? While we're relaxing, let's chit-chat a little. I'd like you to know that of all the indoor flora, I've had the privilege to be mentor to, I found you'd be the most cooperative and the most congenial. I believe you are well on your way to becoming magnificent plants. I've known some real beauties in my time, and you are looking good. Once I saw a gloxinia with velvet red trumpets that were gorgeous and so deep, one could almost fall head over heels into one of them. There were begonias laden so heavily with rose pink and cherry red flowers, you had to poke your finger through them to find the green or bronze leaves. Spider plants with cascading stems and dozens of plantlets filling the entire length and width of a bay window. Massive ropes of ivy, trailing or climbing as their natures dictated. Palm plants, grown full height to the ceiling, filtering the sunlight and casting lacy shadows throughout the room. Green friends, be confident. It is possible. You can be beautiful. Dream on. Dream of virtuous splendor.